Okay, welcome to September 23rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully one of the reasons you're listening is because you are also a proud patriotic American. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard from San Diego, California. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you already live here but you have some questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, give her a call. Area code 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah! Very nice. And now on today's headlines. Billy the Kid is arrested for either the first or second time. An Iraqi Gallup poll from 2003. Richard Rhodes invents the hearing aid. And John Paul Jones takes the fight to the UK. All right, so now let's do this. 1875, Billy the Kid is arrested for the first time, says History.com. However, Wallace, according to Wikipedia, says that September was the second time he was arrested, and the first time was back in April for stealing cheese. Why the variant accounts? Because when Billy the Kid's mother died when he was young, the details about his life are a bit, shall we say, muddy. We don't know if he was born in 1859, 1860, or 1861, but we think it was in New York City, one of those years before his family moved all over the West and finally settled in Silver City, New Mexico, where he at least had some education. So, since we don't know for sure, I guess we don't need a historical point in time as an excuse to talk about him. I could go on all day about Billy the Kid. This guy was portrayed by Gary Cooper in The Real West, who was a psychotic moron from the slums of New York. John Wayne and Chisholm portrayed Billy the Kid as someone who dealt with unfortunate circumstances rather violently, but if it weren't for those events, he would have been a good guy. And then again, there's the Kris Kristofferson version in Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid as someone who was fighting a losing war in life and was brutally punished because of it. What I want to talk about is whether Billy the Kid, a.k.a. William Bonney, a.k.a. Kid Antrim, a.k.a. William Henry McCarty, was left-handed or right-handed. From the way he dressed, and based on other pictures from the way he carried his gun, it appeared that he was right-handed. He carried his pistol on his right hip. Though Wallace later recounts that he could shoot with his left hand as accurate as he does with his right. Aha! So he was ambidextrous. At least we think. 2003. Gallup poll shows the majority of Iraqis expect a better life in 5 years. Around two-thirds of Baghdad residents state the Iraqi dictator's removal of Saddam Hussein was worth the hardship they've been forced to endure. Like I said, that was in 2003. 1879. Richard Rhodes invents the hearing aid. It was called the audiophone. He discovered it by putting a watch in his mouth, he could hear it ticking internally. Therefore, that sound waves can be transmitted through teeth or cranial bones. And another invention in patent news. 1884. Herman Hollerith from Buffalo, New York, patents the mechanical tabulating machine. This was an early computer, folks. We're talking about the original punch card system that would dominate the computer background for nearly 100 years to come. And finally, 1779, John Paul Jones takes the fight to the UK. This is another great thing about America. He was one of the fathers of the US Navy, and he was barely an American. He served in the American Revolution briefly, and then spent the rest of his career in the Russian Navy. In August 1779, he took command of the Bonhomme Richard and sailed to the British Isles. On September 23rd, he fought the British ships Serapis and Countess of Scarborough. It wasn't looking good for Jones, and the British asked him to surrender, which he famously replied, "I have not yet begun to fight," and continued the fight until both British ships surrender to Jones. He is buried in Annapolis, Maryland. John Paul Jones, everyone, like a boss!
And so that's going to wrap it up, my friends, for September 23rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For example, what's your take on that Billy the Kid story? Anything you care to add to that? Or what about the story of the hearing aid? Okay, I admit, I ripped off that shtick from an old Eddie Murphy routine on Saturday Night Live from the 80s. Hysterical. I couldn't resist. Or what about that story on John Paul Jones? So yeah, let me know what you think. Leave a comment on the comment board. And while you're on there, check out some of the multiple choice quizzes. Good luck with those. And don't miss tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about the Supreme Court, the time punch clock, the Warren Commission, Black Friday, and James Brown. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.